mom about it, and she asked me about it and asked me if I wanted to get it, and some people thought it would be good, and I said okay. I didn't know anything about it, you know, I didn't care to look into it either, you know. My mom just gave me a little bit of info on it, thought it was the right way to do things, so I just went with it.
Was it a factor in your decision?
I said what?
Was it a factor in your decision to return?
The insurance and all?
Yeah.
No, that had nothing to do with it.
No? Could you have returned? Could you have, I mean, that insurance is expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Could you have done that? I mean, could you have swung that?
I was talking about my ball and pocket.
Yeah. I mean, I know how players do it. They borrow against the future. So.
Yeah. Like I told you, I have no idea, and I'm not even BSing you. I have no idea how that works at all. Like, my mom really just, she takes care of that stuff. I told her, I just play football. You know, you could take care of the agents, you could take care of insurance, all that stuff. I just play ball, you take care of that. That's how I look at it.
Are they doing anything in terms of a Heisman campaign for you?
No.
No?
At my school? No.
Yeah.
No. Not that I know of.
Should they? Could they? I mean, I...
No, it really don't matter that much, man. If they do it, they don't. Yeah.
I mean, that's big deal, isn't it?
The Heisman campaign? I mean,
it's one part of what you talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an honor to be mentioned, you know, with the Heisman. You know, that's an honor I feel. It's not really, really big to me.
Is there a Heisman trophy on display?
Yeah, it is. So I see it pretty much every day.
Have you stopped and studied it?
Yeah.
Tracking the pose?
Got the pose?
I didn't pose, but I sat there and they got a little picture of Ron Dane, and I kind of just, you know, sat there and looked at it for a little bit.
Do they have a Michi's? Is a Michi's Heisman in there?
In the football office, they have both of them.
They have both
with their pictures up there. So I mean, it's a pretty nice display.
Along those lines, what do you feel? Starting the season in a game against a team like LSU, what do you feel that can do in terms of that Heisman candidacy for you? If you're able to go out and have great games,
it'll spring it. I'm sure. You know, if you go out there, have a great game, it'll definitely spring it. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's how it works. So it'll definitely boost that up with the Heisman campaign and things like that.
How excited were you when you saw that was going to be your first game for this upcoming season?
I was excited. You know, it's good. I love challenging myself. I love, you know, competing. And what better way to compete than with one of the best teams in the nation?
Have you noticed like a difference in terms of like when you guys have gone through summer workouts, just in the sense of knowing that, hey, that's who you're getting right off the bat?
Yeah. You know what? I think it was a sense of urgency, not just because it was LSU, just because we wanted a better year than we had last year. You know, we're coming off two tough losses. You know, we lost some close games, one we shouldn't have lost. But, you know, we want to be better. We want to be better than the last team. You know, we lost a lot of seniors, you know, so guys got to step up. So I think that was a sense of urgency, and I think it just adds on to that we do play LSU. So, you know, that add more pressure to everything.
What did you learn from those two losses at the end of the year?
You know, that you got to execute. You know, I think we came out really lax against Penn State. You know, I think we came out really lax against Penn State, and they took advantage. You know, the quarterback had a phenomenal game. She was having a phenomenal game. Running back, you know, they were hitting from all angles, you know, and personally, I thought we were getting after them, but it was times we let up. We shouldn't have lost that game, but it happened. You know, it's college football, and that's what happens. South Carolina game is just, it came down to who made more plays. I think me and James and Staub and we were playing really well. You know, like I said, they just, at the end, they made more plays. Kinzel came back, got us in. I really thought we were going to win that game. You know, especially when he ran back that kick return, we got the momentum. You know, when you get behind, it kind of takes me and James out the game a little bit. You know, you got to pass more. You can't really rely on what we really do. But, you know, it made more plays at the end of the day,